For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to
ramble.
Good morning. Hello. So, quarterfinals day one is done. And we've got our first semi-final lineup. In the first game of the day, France, who are my pick, as I keep saying, my pick to win the tournament overall, they beat Uruguay 2-0. Now, I picked France very early on. I picked them before, just after the team was announced, just after the squad was announced, and I'm sticking by them. And they looked brilliant yesterday. As I said in yesterday's podcast, I thought the Uruguay game would actually be the hardest game. As it turns out, it was quite routine, actually. I thought, you know, there was moments, don't get me wrong, Uruguay did challenge them. But France looked very accomplished indeed. And they just did what they needed to do. That squad is so good that if they turn up, I'd even go as far to say that it's the best international squad in the world right now. I genuinely would. I think it's that good. I think it's that talented and that rich in depth. And I genuinely think they're the best side out there. There was another goalkeeping error, which I was... It's horrible seeing goalkeeper errors like that because, you know, there's nothing that can be done about them. But France did everything that they needed to do and they advanced to the semi-final. And then in the semi-final as well, they'll have Matuidi back, who was suspended for yesterday's game. So if anything, they'll get even stronger. But, you know, to have a player of the quality of Blaise Matuidi out... And to be able to replace him with such a ridiculously talented player of Tolisso, it just shows you how good that squad is. Especially when you consider the players that aren't even in the squad. It's unbelievable. The second game of the day, Belgium beat Brazil. Now, I picked Brazil yesterday to qualify, but I did say that Belgium could... It wouldn't surprise me if Belgium won. And I wasn't surprised. I was surprised at how dominant Belgium were at the start. They just didn't... They weren't scared of Brazil. I think that's the best way of putting it. They didn't look overawed. They didn't allow Brazil to be Brazil, basically. They just went about and went, well, we'll just be Belgium then. They are actually starting to show what people have been saying they could be for a number of years. They're starting, it looks as though they've grown into this to this tournament and grown into international football as a whole, really. And I'll explain that a little bit. What I mean is, when people started picking them as dark horses for the tournament, it was almost as though the pressure of that did seem to impact them. Now they've been playing with basically the same lineup. It changes here and there, but basically this, you know, a lot of the same squad of players, but they've all matured, they've all got more experience, both at club and at international level, and they've just got better and better and better, and they've grown into a team. They've moved away from this. We've said it countless times that you can have, there's two sets. You either have a group of talented players and you can have a team. Belgium used to be a group of talented players. They're now a team, and that's scary for other teams. They're looking very good. You know, that front three that they play, they've got, you know, they've got Mertens, they've got Lukaku, they've got De Bruyne, they've got Hazard, they've got Witzel. They've, you know, that front three, Hazard, Lukaku, De Bruyne. I mean, that's one of the best front threes I've seen for a long, long time, and they're playing very well. And then behind them, when you've got players like Witzel and even Fellaini. Now, I know people criticise Fellaini, but I've always found him and praised him. I've always found him to be a good player. And I've always praised him because what Fellaini gives you is something that many other players give you. He gives you chaos. He gives you, he's like the butterfly effect. He causes chaos, and he's a battering ram. He's the Trojan, he's like a Trojan horse. People in the middle of the park, you see him, you don't know what it is, really. You don't know how to react. I mean, he's all limbs. He's just a giant of a player, and he's all limbs. And especially at dead balls, he's such a threat. But he's just so strong as well. That's why, you know, when Man United renewed his contract recently, and there was quite a lot of United fans who were up in arms about it. It's just like, well, he does a job no one else does. Like, he does a job that no one else can do. Now, I'm not saying he's the most skillful of players, and I'm not saying that the job he does is always above board, but he does what he needs to do. He knows what he's good at, and he sticks to it. And, you know, he could have a World Cup winner's medal when he goes back to Old Trafford after the summer, you know? So all those people criticising it, there's a reason that Jose Mourinho wanted to keep him. There's a reason he's getting in this Belgium side. You know, maybe you should start appreciating him a little bit more. That's all I'm saying. Right, we'll look ahead to today, because it's a huge day today. For certain nations. I'm speaking to someone in the UK, so it's obviously bigger over here than it probably will be in some of the places, because that you're listening to this. I know we've got a lot of North American subscribers. First game of the day, Sweden versus England. Now, is it coming home? Today is one step closer to finding out the answer to that question. People have written off Sweden. They've completely written them off. I can't stand them. I genuinely can't. We said this on the podcast when our weekly podcast is the two of us. Neither of us can stand them. I hate watching them play. I don't like their style of football. I think Marcus Berg is the worst striker at the tournament. And I've said that right from the start. And that includes Iran. That includes South Korea. That includes Japan. That includes Panama. I genuinely, and I mean it, Marcus Berg's the worst player, the worst striker at this tournament. And he always has been. He's not a good striker. He's a striker that can't really hold the ball up. Can't do much from up front. When he's, you know, out of distance or anything, he can't turn and fire a 30 yarder in. And when he's one-on-one, he somehow manages to mess that up as well. Like, I don't rate him at all. And I am aware that now what I will probably be doing is cursing it, and he's going to score a hat-trick against England. But I just don't rate him. I like Lindelof. I think he's a very good centre-back. Olsen is decent, and I like Forsberg. But apart from that, I don't rate him, and I can't stand the way they play. However, they can cause England problems. This ain't a walk in the park. I hate to break it to you, England fans, but this is not going to be a walk in the park. They're going to be very disciplined. They're going to sit deep. They're going to frustrate. They're going to be trying to get every 50-50 ball. And if they don't win it, there will be a wall of yellow shirts that will be very hard to break down. They know their jobs. Again, it's a well-drilled unit. It's what we keep saying. And a well-drilled unit will beat a team of individual players. Look at Russia versus Spain. And Spain are a good side. And they're a good team. I'm not saying they're individual. You know, the parts are greater than the whole. But I'm not saying that at all about Spain. But what I'm saying is they've got a very, very good group of talented players. But Russia did their jobs, and they were well-drilled, and they were a good side. Sweden have got that in them. They're very well-drilled. They all know their jobs. They know what they're doing. They will set out to frustrate, and they could do. It's not going to be a walk in the park. I'm still going to pick England to win and advance to the semi-finals of a World Cup for the first time since 1990. I do think they will do it. However, don't expect another Panama. That's all I'm going to say. I think it will be a lot closer than people are actually giving Sweden credit for. Second game of the day is Russia versus Croatia. It's almost the same game, really, because I think Croatia will beat them. And Croatia are far better than Russia. Far, far better. But Russia have just set out to just undermine my predictions. I'm convinced. I've said right from the start, I thought they were one of the weakest sides at the tournament. The Russian media agreed with me, and their fixtures prior to this World Cup agreed with me. They were awful. They were dreadful. But somehow they're in a quarterfinal of their tournament. And fair play to them. Fair play to them. Again, they've gone out. They've done what they need to do. They knew what they wanted. And they've just started to, they've just set out to frustrate. Don't be surprised if they do that again. If Croatia play anywhere near as bad as they did in their last game, it could happen. You know, they weren't good against Denmark. They weren't very good at all. And they had to rely on penalties to get them through. And they're a better side than Denmark. I don't think Denmark are that much better than Russia. I really don't. So it could be another one of those. Again, I'm going to stick Croatia. However, this game could be close. If Russia play as well as they did against Spain, they can frustrate Croatia. And look, it's all about strangling that midfield if you're playing Croatia. They've got a midfield of, you know, Rakitic, Modric, Tadic, Perisic, Mandzukic. They're all busy little players, constantly running. Mandzukic, I think, is going to be key for Croatia today. Getting in that space, finding the space between midfield and attack. It's finding those little areas, those little pockets, and exploiting them and trying to play in the runs forward from centre mid of Rakitic and Modric. That's what I believe. I think if you can get it out wide, but then get it, let Mandzukic run into the channels with Perisic overlapping and Tadic overlapping with, you've got Modric behind, Rakitic behind, running in. That's how I think they should set up. But it's as if it's if Russia allow them to, because Russia shut down against Spain. They just went, no, you're not getting through. And they sat back and they held and they defended and they kept them off. The only difference, I think, is that Croatia will not be happy as Spain to just pass the ball around in that middle third of the park. Croatia will, they'll have to show more penetration, and I think they will. So those balls into the channel, those overlapping runs, and those diagonal runs into the box, I think they'll be key. And like I say, I think Mandzukic is the key to victory for Croatia. That's just my opinion. Make the world go round. Let's see how it pans out. But I am predicting that at the end of this day, we will have seen an England versus Croatia semi-final set up. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be as run-of-the-mill as people are expecting in either game. I might be wrong, but that's how I see it going. Let me know how you think it's going to go. Let me know your thoughts on the, if you're listening to this after the games have been played, let me know your thoughts on the games, how it went. We'll include them in a podcast. Thank you very much for the people who've sent in voice messages. One in particular asking us about Belgium versus France. We will include that in a podcast, but we are going to preview the game on Tuesday morning before the game, so I'll include it in there if that's all right with you. But until then, yeah, keep sending your messages in. If you're listening on Anchor, send us a voice message, we'll include them. And if you're not, tweet us at the FIFA Ramble. Follow us on there anyway. Instagram at the FIFA Ramble, Facebook the FIFA Ramble, YouTube the FIFA Ramble. Follow, subscribe, like, do all that good stuff. Enjoy the football, and I'll see you tomorrow for a little roundup of today. Thanks very much.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.